of their loyalty program. In theory, you should only have to go up to the counter, show your driver's license, and be off to a, to your car. Or if some of the rental car companies, you go up to a port, see your name, and go to a, wherever your car is. But does it work all the time and at all locations? We're going to talk about it next. Hello, everybody. My name is John Dornoff, and I'm your host for the Travel Fun Adventure Podcast. On this podcast, we talk about everything to do with travel. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, as a group, as with pets, with children, whatever it is, we talk about travel. But most of all, we talk about travel and making sure you get good value for your dollar. And most of all, you have a great budget and it's affordable. We're not one of those places that wants you to spend, get 18 credit cards and all that kind of crap. No, we want you to plan and have a great trip. And hopefully these tips, these honest reviews, all this information will help you plan a better trip. And on this episode, we're talking about car rentals and specifically their loyalty programs and how well do they work. And actually, what we're talking about is when you're not at one of the major airports. In fact, what we're here specifically, we're going to talk about my local rental car companies. If you haven't heard this podcast before or you don't remember previous episodes, pretty much there's three companies in where I live. You either deal with Enterprise, you deal with Hertz, or you deal with Avis Budget. And I have rented from all of them in the last couple months. In fact, I usually do. And so I'm going to go over how each of those experiences worked in the last couple months. Now, I did separate reservations for Avis and Budget because I go for wherever I get the best value for the dollar. And sometimes that's with Avis, sometimes with Budget, but I did both, which was able to contrast, do you get better service? Now, except for Enterprise, in theory, both Avis and Budget, Avis is a preferred member program, which they're preferred, and Budget is what they call fast tracks. I'm a member of both. In theory, all I should have to do is get up to the counter and give them my driver's license and be off on my way. It should be quick and easy. So we're going to talk about how quick and easy they actually were and the entire experience, because trust me, there is a few stories you're going to be interesting here. Hopefully you enjoy them. First of all, I do have to apologize. I have missed the last 2 weeks of recording this podcast, and I'm sorry about that. However, my wife discovered she had a hole in her heart and had to have surgery for it. And I tried my best to get a podcast done, but I mean, it was just emotionally tough for a couple weeks. And so, yeah, I'm sorry. I just did not get it done. And I apologize to you because my loyal listeners, there's no excuse for it. I should have tried, right? Things happen though. So we're going to talk about these car rentals. Now, normally, you would go from the worst experience to the best experience. In this case, we're going to do it in reverse because, you know what? The best experience, there is not much of a story to tell there. But the worst experience, trust me, there is plenty to talk about. So let's get into it. So the first experience when renting a car actually was the most recent experience. And this was with Hertz. Now, I've said it many times. I know Hertz gets a lot of hate out there. But overall, I have had fantastic experience with them. I have good customer service with them. Some of the major airports, you got to be careful and make sure your car gets returned, that kind of thing. We'll talk about that, especially at the end here. But overall, I've not had a good experience. I've never had a bad experience, really bad experience with Hertz. And this time was no different. Now, I will have to say that, which is kind of interesting, is despite the fact how much I actually rent, only one of these companies actually recognizes me for who I, you know, for me. When I go into Hertz, they recognize me. The other two companies, even though one of them only has one employee, and the other, the guy in charge, has been there the entire time I've been living where I am, and that's 7 years, neither one of them remember who I am. So I always try to remember my frequent customers. However, one thing I will say is the experience at Hertz is the same now as it was when they didn't know me by, you know, recognize me. I got the same service, so it hasn't changed. And basically what happened was, most recent rental, once again, I just went up to the counter and got handed the keys. When, you know, before they, if there's somebody new there or they don't recognize, you know, that doesn't recognize me, or before they recognize me on a regular basis, when it was, you know, when I was just moved in, same thing happened. I just handed them my driver's license, got the keys of the car. They offered to take me out to the car if I want, if they want, you know, I want them to. And usually they actually process the rental before I get there. So I get an email notification that it's done. So I look at the contract, see what kind of car I am, because I'm a car guy. So I'd like to know what I'm getting. In this case, it was a Nissan Murano. I will admit that I am not a fan of Nissans. I haven't had a major problem with Nissans, except for the fact that the quality of Nissans in the last few years have not been that good. I've rented several Rogues, one other Murano. I've even rented their big Armada, and all of them, I mean, just the quality build, it was disappointing that they've really gone downhill. I mean, most of them are rattled. I mean, with even 10,000 miles on it, they're starting to rattle. Stuff like that. Well, in this particular case, I will say this Murano is probably the best Nissan I have had in quite a while. The motor wasn't. The problem with a lot of Nissans is they're really unrefined. They're noisy. I've never had a Nissan yet that had a digital speedometer. I mean, come on. This one did. It worked great. I love digital speedometers. It makes it a lot easier. But yes, they gave me the car. Now, as I said, I rented this car just a couple weeks ago. I mean, we're talking about the last weekend of April. And it had a snow brush in there. Even though we're at the end of April and May, chances of hitting snow is slim and none. However, that's something we will talk about soon. On the very next one. Came back, guy goes, do you need a receipt now, or do you need, you want me to email to you? Just email to me. Sure enough, within an hour, I had the email receipt that the car was checked in, all done. Perfect. That is the way a rental should go, especially when you're a loyalty member. And as I tell you every time, be a member of all the loyalty programs. Don't worry about the points or anything like that, but what it does is, you know, it really helps sometimes that you should get, you know, better service. Does it work all the time? No, as you're going to soon find out. But there's also other benefits that you can get, sometimes free upgrades, stuff like that. So the next experience was with Enterprise. And I will admit, Enterprise is not one of my favorite companies. But I decided I wanted to specifically do this review, be able to show what each of them was like. So I went to Enterprise and rented a car. This was when I had to make back in the first week of March, when I had to make a trip to Kearney, Nebraska. Now, the last time I rented from Enterprise, they gave me a car with expired tabs, the windshield washer system didn't work, and no snow brush, and a charger with rear-wheel drive, and it was in the middle of a snowstorm. At least it had all-season tires on it. So I was a little nervous renting from Enterprise this time. So I got there. Once again, I'm a member of their loyalty program. Does it pay off at Enterprise? No. Sat there for several minutes. The manager was on the phone the whole time. He always is on the phone the whole time. And I had to wait for another guy to help another customer. he finally got around to me. And after a few minutes, we went out to the car. And, of course, we have to do the tow walk around. You know, they have a little board. And it's like, if you end up with a chip this big or a dent this big, you're going to have to be charged, blah, blah, blah. So take our insurance. It's not insurance, of course. It is a damage waiver because they can't sell insurance. They're not licensed to sell insurance. First thing I checked was license plates. And it had, not only did it not have, it didn't have expired tabs, it had no tabs. Apparently, when it comes to commercial vehicles and rental cars, some states are no longer requiring to get tabs on them. Missouri apparently is one of them. So I had to check, I did a quick Google check to make sure that this guy was being honest with me. Not that I didn't trust him, but I didn't trust him. They ended up giving me a Chevy Traverse. Now they had I had one of what they call a premium SUV, which basically means a 7-passenger. They also had a limited version of the Explorer, which is, one that, it's not the Platinum Edition, but the Limited is one of the top-of-the-line models. The Traverse, on the other hand, was kind of more basic, but it's what they gave me. It worked out. I was taking some stuff. After I went to Kearney, I went to visit my son, and I took some stuff of his, so I could clear out of my house. Little did I know my daughter was going to move back in and out right after I got everything out of his out of the house. Now, a couple days before I left, I checked the weather report, and it was supposed to rain the whole trip. No problem. Even though I wanted some sunshine to take some great pictures. Then the day before I left, the weather report was saying no accumulation of snow. Okay, a little trace, no accumulation, but it was supposed to be in the 40s, so it shouldn't snow too much. By the time I got to Kearney, it said 3 to 5 inches of snow, or 1 to 3 inches, only 1 to 3 inches. We ended up getting 12 inches of snow. The problem is, this car had no snow brush in it. Minor thing, I didn't even think to look at it because it wasn't supposed to snow. And apparently Enterprise, they haven't been putting snow brushes in their cars, or at least haven't been. It was kind of frustrating. I had to make a quick trip with all the snow on the car. I just used the windshield wipers to wipe it off because I had to get over to the other convention center. But then I returned it. I actually returned it when they were closed, which is a nice thing is you can return it when they're closed. And the next day, girl calls and says, oh, everything was fine. Oh, yes, it was. Oh, do you have anything that we could work on better? Put a snow brush in there? Yeah, beyond that, overall, it was an okay experience. But once again, I'm a member of their loyalty program. And, with any other company, the rental experience would go faster. The problem is, no matter what, you're looking at least a half hour going to Enterprise. And that's just, it takes me 2 minutes to go to Hertz. It just is frustrating. And plus the fact that, there's little minor things that have issues. Now, for the most part, they're vehicles because they are a car dealership. In fact, they are owned by a large car dealership. Enterprise was started by a large car dealership and continue to be owned by a large car dealership. Now, of course, they own Alamo and National also. They had never leased cars. They would buy them from local dealers. That way, to try to make sure that they get loyalty from those local dealers. And so, you don't want to deal with another company because we buy cars from you. That's how their system always worked. But because they have to sell the cars themselves, they usually try to have better equipped cars. This one was not one of them. It had enough features. Didn't bother me, but it wasn't as nice as some of the other vehicles I've got. So we got Hertz. We got Enterprise. So that leaves Budget and Avis. And as I said, we're gradually going to get worse. Now, my first rental was with Budget, the second with Avis. I'm going to go with Avis first, So you can already tell which one was the worst. Now, here's the thing. Avis and Budget only have one employee at the office where, you know, in our town. One employee. So think about that when I talk about the experience. So Avis, once again, I'm a member of their preferred program. Any other place, I usually just walk in and that's it. You know, I get my keys and I'm on my way. Well, I get in there and the guy's in his little office and he comes out and goes, "Oh, do you have a reservation?" "Yes, I do." So he looks up my reservation and then he goes back into the back room and starts fumbling through a bunch of keys. And then he comes out, looks, goes back in, fumbles for more keys, comes back out, fumbles, goes back in, fumbles for more keys. Finally, then he comes up and finally does all the paperwork. Remember, it should all be done, but no, it's not. So he goes through all the paperwork, asks me all the questions, and finally goes, "Well, I'll be right back." Doesn't say what he's doing. I know he's going to go get the car. Goes out, gets the car. I will give him credit. He actually brought it up to the, you know, right in front of the doors and started warming it up because we got a lot of frost that night. In fact, we were getting snow that day. He goes back in, prints out the rental car receipt paperwork, which I know they still make Doc Matrix printers, but when's the last time you saw a company actually using them except for, you know, very rare, you know, things? Budget, Avis are still using Doc to print out their rental car information and their enterprise and rental car contracts. I mean, a Doc Matrix printer. I mean, come on. Well, I made a reservation for what they call a mid-size SUV, with, you know, intermediate SUV. And so I ended up with a Hyundai Santa Fe. The car was actually pretty good. It actually had a snow brush in it, which was good because I did get a little snow on the way. In fact, the next day after this, it really snowed hard. So the snow brush did come in handy. I then returned the car, and it wasn't the guy. I guess they have somebody to cover this guy, you know, the regular guy's days off. This was a Sunday. I go to check it in. He goes, "Okay, I'll take the keys from you." "Oh, are you going to turn it in?" Know why I asked this question later. He goes, "No, I don't know how to turn it in. I just know how to rent them." So then he puts the rental car, the folder that the rental car contract went in, puts it on the back wall with a tack, and then he goes, "I'll return it to you tomorrow." I was a little nervous about that, and you'll find out soon why. It took them about 24 hours, but they finally returned the rental car. So that one was a little better. But still, I'm a member of the preferred program. I should not have to sit there, you know, almost 20 minutes while they rent out the car. Next, the final one was with Budget. Remember, the same office we're talking about with Avis. So I walk in. Now, Avis and Budget are the only rental car companies at our airport. Yes, we have a small airport. I get to the rental car counter, and the sign's up saying, "I'm not at the counter right now. Please call me." And usually this is because they have to go wash cars. And unfortunately, when they go wash cars, it's on airport property. I mean, inside the gated area of the airport. So they have to go to where somebody can open the gate for them. Then they have to drive over and then, I mean, quite a distance, wash the car into a building where they wash the cars and come back. So it's not an easy trip. It takes time. No problem with that. You know, that can happen. So it's 5:15 p.m. My reservation's for 5:30 p.m. and they're supposed to close at 6 o'clock. So I call him and he goes, "I don't have any reservations. I only have one at 6 o'clock. I go, "No, I have a reservation at 5:30. He goes, "Well, did you just make it today?" I go, "No, I made it 2 weeks ago." Or actually, I said a month. I was thinking I made it a month ago, but it turned out to be only 2 weeks ago. Yes, this is going downhill pretty fast. He goes, well, I'm not anywhere near the airport, so I'm going to be a while before I get back. I'm thinking to myself, where in the heck are you? Isn't your job to be at the airport? You would think. Or, you know, at least working. I mean, there was never any explanation of where he was. So I sit there and wait and wait and wait. Well, at 5:40, a flight arrives. I mean, we're a small airport. We don't get a lot of flights. Now you think the dude would be there for a flight, right? Where are you most likely going to rent a car? When the flight arrives? But no, he was nowhere to be seen. Now remember, he said, oh, I had a reservation at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock rolls around. It's, you know, they're supposed to close. Our airport, that's the last flight of the day. Once it departs, they close the airport. So, it's like, where in the heck is this dude? Finally, at 6:15, he shows up. And he finally starts working on my reservation. He goes, I don't see a reservation. I go, who was it with Avis? I go, no, it was with Budget. Oh, I never looked at Budget, obviously. So then he looks around and goes, well, the only car I have is a Ram pickup truck. And I'm thinking to myself, I just looked out there and I saw plenty of, I had a, once again, intermediate SUV reserve. I saw plenty of SUVs out there. And it supposedly only has one other reservation. So why is he giving me that? Now, if that was the only vehicle he had, that would have been fine. I understand that. I've worked in the rental car business. I understand sometimes you run out of cars. But in this case, he had other cars there. But he still stuck me with a Ram pickup truck that my wife, I mean, it didn't even have side steps on it, so I had to get a step stool for my wife to get into it. Yes. So, I mean, once again, I was there for over an hour. I finally got the rental car. Of course, it took him forever to do the paperwork. I finally got out at 6:30. I finally get to the vehicle because he didn't pull it up this time. Oh, turn it on, and it only has 3/4 of a tank of gas. So I run back in there. He's actually outside talking on his cell phone going, oh, there's supposed to be somebody else here. Where is my other customer? Blah, 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 blah. Talking on top of his lungs. And I go, this thing only has 3/4 of gas. So I go back in. He changed it. At least he changed it. And I go on my way. Not only had the vehicle for 2 days, I bring it back. When I get back, there's like 3 other people there. So, you know, I know he's busy. So I go up to the counter. Oh, here's the keys. He goes, well, did you wreck it? No. Why would you ask that? I mean, kind of a strange question. And then the other guy, the guy that's renting a car who kind of looked a little scary, he said, oh, last time, it took forever for you to return this car. I should have been warned right there that there was going to be a problem. So I leave. And the next day, I check, and it still had not been returned. Okay. So the next day, I check again. It still had not been returned. We're talking for almost 48 hours, and my car return hadn't been done. Now, on that very day, they ended up getting another hold on my car, my credit card, for $500. I'm like, I was livid. So I contacted Avis Budget Corporate and go, this is a situation. You have a serious problem at your dislocation. You need to deal with it. Now, I will give a budget credit. They did give me a free rental car day, so I got to remember to use that before, you know, the 1 year expires on it. Another 24 hours goes, it still has not been returned. Now, to say that I don't really trust the guy at the rental car company is, to say the least, he seems a little flaky. So I go back, and I actually drive back to the airport. Fortunately, it's not a far drive for me. I go back to the airport. I noticed the truck's there because my one worry was he let one of his friends take it out on my, you know, you just never know. So on the third day,
I went out to the airport hoping to catch him, and of course he was nowhere to be found. Then, as I was driving out, I had to go back, unfortunately had to leave and go to an appointment. He drives by as I'm driving out. I mean, I don't know once again where he was, but he drove by me, so I don't know where he went. So I called the office and, near closing time and go, why hasn't my rental car been returned? Oh, he goes, well, I've been having computer problems, so I haven't been able to return cars. Okay. This went on for another day. Still waiting. Budget, once again, apologized, and they said, we've tried to contact it. This should be a rental. Now, at first, I was wondering, I never checked to see if this was a corporate location, or was it a franchise? And it turns out to be a corporate location, so that's not looking good on Avis Budget Corporate. And I don't know who this guy's boss is, they would never give me that information. So once again, it got to day 5, and I still haven't been, my car still haven't been returned. I have a hold on my credit card. I mean, it doesn't affect me, but still, if I was somebody that, needed that money, I would not be a very happy camper. Oh, wait, I was already not a happy camper. It got to the point that I actually had a friend of mine. I talked to a friend of mine who is a police officer. He actually called them and said, this rental car needs to be returned or else. I mean, basically said, you're stealing money from him by not returning this rental car, because you got the hold on his credit card, blah, blah, blah. Just went over. I'm not exactly sure what he said, but he told me he basically said it needs to be returned. Guess what? In about an hour, it finally, at 5 days, and having had the police call. And if I didn't know one of the, I know many of the police officers in our town. So that was my experience. Now, obviously, I've always had good experience with Avis and Budget and other locations. But, I mean, they have a serious problem in our town. I mean, in theory, I should be able to walk to the counter, get my keys, and walk out. And I will have to say, there was a point in time at this very location that used to happen. But in the last couple of years, this is the second guy that's worked there that services not has been happening. So, in other words, yeah, in theory, you should be able to walk up to the counter and get your keys. Will it happen every time? No. Also be aware that sometimes they're not going to return the car right away. And if that happens, let's not forget that Hertz has had some issues where they actually called the police on people and the car was returned. I had the incident in Miami where I returned the car and it was never returned. The next day I happened to the rental car center in Miami. And so I stop by and go, I returned this car yesterday. I've not gotten notification it was returned. And sure enough, it had not been returned. So the wonderful employee at the counter did return make sure the car got returned. Everything was done. It gave me the paperwork showing it was returned. So yeah, sometimes you just got to be careful. And if you get to when you go to return it, make sure there's somebody there. And I hate it because a lot of times some of these rental car companies don't have anybody at their return area. I have noticed this with Avis and Budget lately. They have nobody at their return area. So you just hope that the car is properly returned. And you can try to notify them, saying, I have returned the car. And 9 times out of 10, their app will not work properly and will not return the car, even if you're at a location where you should be able to. So just keep that in mind. You just got to be alert. Make sure what's going, And if you have trouble renting car, figure that you might have trouble returning the car. And just make sure you are very careful and take care, cross all your, dot your I's. Anyway, that's it. That was our experience. Have you had similar experiences? Don't forget our Facebook group at Travel Fun and Adventure on Facebook. You too can tell us some of your stories. Tell us some of your good stories. We want to hear from you. Thank you, and have a great day.